Chavir, almost Chanukah. Siyat Shmaya. So learn together, Mitzvah Hashem, some of the Torahs of Rabbi Yeshua Rubinstein on Chanukah. So this Torah is Mosiv HaHolech HaOr B'chol Shana V'Shana. So Rubinstein says like this. Says, B'yom Rishon Shal Pesach V'Sukkos Me'irim Behem Oros Gidolim Mishmaim V'Koach Gadol. So on the first days of Pesach and Sukkos, it's an unbelievable aura that comes in. V'Achein Yom Tov Gamarhu. Therefore, it's a complete Yom Tov. Umikan ve'elech, and from there on, pochsim v'holchim ha'oros ad yom ha'achron shu kiyom misas yomtev. And then from that point on, the oros of the yomtev, they start very high, but they go down one by one. V'yadu ha'misfar ha'makadoshin, debiyom ha'misa shal adam, that the day a person dies, magi ha'adam l'mala ha'chi gedola, sheshayach elav kodim shemistayach min olam, that he gets to a very high madriga. V'chein nucho lomar l'gabay modim, so too you can say this by all the modim, asher b'glal zeh, Yom Ha'achron B'kulan Eino Kishar Yimei Chol Moed. That the last day of all these Yom Tovim is not like the days of Chol Moed. Ela Mis'ale Lios Moed Gamor Ki Kevan Deomisa Chashive V'lachin Mis'ale Biyoter. And therefore the Yom Ha'achron is like a higher day. So we see the Rubenstein breaks down like there. It says by the Moedim, for example, Pesach and Sukkos, is that the first day is like the highest day, has the most Oros, like we know, like Le'el Seder and Le'el Rishon of Sukkos. And then from there on, you know, you have Chol Hamoed, which already, you know, it's there's the word Chol in there. It's not as high, and then you come back to the Yom Achron, which again you get higher on it. So the Rubens said this: Aval Shayin Kiddushas Ner Chanukah, but Ner Chanukah is different. The Malin BeKodesh VeEin Moridin. Why? Because it goes up in Kodesh and doesn't go down. VaTam Bazeh Hu Mipnei Or Neros Chanukah Shorshim in Araganas. It's because the Neros Chanukah, their shorosh, their root is from the Oraganus. She'ino doma betiva l'shar oros. That the Oraganus isn't similar to all oros in the world. Ela mosif koach umisgaber yoser v'yoser b'li hefsek l'netzach. Says rather the or of the Oraganus, it continues to get stronger and stronger as time goes on. V'im kein kol shana v'shana misgadel miskadesh oros ner Chanukah yoser v'yoser. So therefore, the ner Chanukah every year gets stronger and stronger and bigger and bigger. U'befrat lefi haklal t'leis nahora ela b'gil chashicha. Like there's a klal from the Zohar Kadosh that says that there's no nahora nor light ela b'gil chashicha ela except from a place of darkness. I mean that light comes out from a place of darkness. The cave and Shemisrabe Choshech b'Choshana, and since there's more Choshech and more darkness and more Gashmias and more issues every year, Kach Mischazik or Neros Chanukah b'Choshana Nami. So just as there's a lot of Choshech every year, that the Choshech keeps getting darker every year, so too the Neros Chanukah gets stronger every year. So what do we see from that? So we see from this that Chanukah is different than all of the Yom Tovim. Is that Chanukah? We know the whole Yom Chanukah is most of a holich, like Paskin, like Beis Hillel. Like every night, you start with one candle, and then you go to two candles, and then three candles, and then four candles, and five, six, seven, eight. That you keep building up. That's most of a holich. That what each day of Chanukah gets bigger and bigger. And the whole inyan there is that it's unlike all the other Yom Tovim. The other Yom Tovim go down a little bit, but Chanukah just keeps building. So you see that who's the main enemy of Chanukah? We know it's the Greeks. It's Yavan. So if you look at the way that Yavan spelled, it's a yud, which is a line. Then it's a vav, which is a bigger line, and then it's a nun, which is a line that goes all the way down to the bottom. Is that the inyan of Yavan is that they want to make you keep falling. They want you to fall apart. They want you to fall down. And that's dafka, the opposite of what Chanukah is. Chanukah is dafka time of most of holich, where we keep going up, we keep going up. So look, another enemy that we have is who? Another enemy we have is Amalek, is Haman, right? So the inyan of Amalek also is asher karcha b'derech, that when a Jew is trying to grow, when we're trying to build ourselves up, they try to asher karcha b'derech, they try to slow us down, they try to make us fall apart. So if you take it like this, a nice remez, this is building off of Rubenstein, this is separate, that if you take it, that so we see that it's Purim and Chanukah. Purim and Chanukah are our two last holidays, our two last Yom Tovim that we have. Take Gematria of Purim and Chanukah. It's Gematria 425. It's Gematria Mashiach ben David. So what's the Shaychus of Purim and Chanukah to Mashiach ben David? Is that David HaMelech says about himself in Tehillim Kuftes, he says, Vani Tfila. He calls himself Tfila. So we know from the Gemara, it says that Ein Amida El Lashon Tfila. That Amida is only, Amida, when you see the word Amida, it's Lashon Tfila. So we know the concept of Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam. That the way it's read is that a tzaddik will fall 7 times, but he'll get up 7 times. So kam is lashon of amida. So just as we said, amida is lashon of tefillah. So maybe we could read it like this: that sheva yipol tzaddik v'kam. That the tzaddik falls 7 times, but v'kam, but he turns it into tefillah. Meaning what? It's not that he says, okay, you know what, that was in tefillah, now I have to get back up, but that remains as in tefillah. No, no, no. Even when he falls, but he turns it into tefillah, and he's mala the tefillah into really an amida the whole time. Which is exactly what Chanukah does. I mean, Chanukah, we know that lichachila, you light the Chanukah candles where? Lematami yutfachim, the lowest of places. Why? Because Chanukah goes to the lowest of places to bring the highest aura, the aura gunus, the aura shivas yam, the highest aura of the world. And that's exactly what we're doing on Chanukah, mosif aholich. Like Rubinstein said, unlike any other time, it's where we keep growing. That even when sometimes we have an afila, but that's part of the growth. And that's what Chanukah, like the Bnei Yisachar says, like the Sif Sechein says, like all the other Svarim, Kedoshim, Schusigin, and Tzadikim say, Schusigin, and you say. That what? Is that the Indian of Chanukah is the Lashon of Chanukah is the Lashon of Chinuch. It's the Lashon of Chinuch, to be Mechanic ourselves, to live this Derech. It was that everything in our world of Shem is an Aliyah. Even sometimes when we have an Afilah, but that's just part of the Aliyah we're going to have. It's part of the Shevi Yipol Tzadik V'Kam. So, b'schus Rubenstein, b'schus all the tzaddikim, b'schus being meichin ourselves for Chanukah, b'shizochet and makir, that every single step we take is just a step closer to the gula. Like for those who are holding by the watch of the Chozem Lublin, b'shizochet live by that watch of the Chozem Lublin, and b'siyat v'shmaya, b'shizochet meichin ourselves properly for Chanukah, to b'shizochet to see the Oregonus.